right, welcome to the Take the Shot podcast. I'm Nick.
I'm Alec. What's up, Nick?
Not much. We'll probably make this one a little bit shorter. We're just coming off the March Madness. First time since 2008, and I guess the only other time that we've had four number one seeds all make it to the Final Four. How do you feel about that?
It's not the madness, it's the midness. It's March Madness from here on out until they figure it out. We're the Cinderellas. The only non-basketball storyline we've got this year is that Orr guy from the McNeese State.
Oh, shout out Amir Khan.
No, don't shout him out, because you know what next year's going to be? All these unathletic losers. Shout out like me, okay? I am the target audience for this. All these unathletic losers, the team's actually making fun of this whole time. McNeese State didn't even know this was a thing. The players did not know this was a thing until, like, five games ago.
To be fair, it really was not a thing until he did it. Like,
But you're going to have all these copycat-ass, unathletic losers who wanted to be a basketball player growing up, and now they're trying to get they're trying to one-up this Orr guy and get all these stupid NIL deals. And I'm just saying, guys, don't do it. If you want to coach a team, grind some video like Eric Spoelstra and Amin Alhassan, okay? Grind some damn tape. Brands, I'm telling you right now, don't do it. You don't get return on investment. Stop. Why are you rewarding their tomfoolery? I sound so white right now.
Why don't coaches have, like, their managers, like, well, I guess I don't really know what they do, but have them, like, grind tape and stuff like that. I guess that's probably more what, like, the coaches are doing, but I guess you could make, like,
okay, but, like,
positions in,
here's
like,
the thing.
College basketball.
Do you think Will Wade wants that money that they're getting the brands are giving Amir Khan to go to his players or his manager who has no impact on the game besides bringing a boom box and looking like he has swag? He wants to go into the players.
Yeah. It just depends. All right, well, whatever. This isn't about Amir Khan. This is about the
It's not. But still
left.
Yeah, well, it's March Madness because we got, like, no Cinderellas this year, which is it is what it is. But no one wants to see four number one seeds go to the Final Four.
Yeah,
no
I
one
figured,
does.
I figured this would be like more of a chalky tournament. There wouldn't
okay,
be like
but no one likes
upsets.
That. No one likes that, and also it
well,
doesn't
I
help.
At least like a two or three. At least someone would have broken through. But I guess not even that happened.
Well, the worst part is the games were all not good.
Oh, yeah, Duke, like, blew out Alabama.
Duke blew out Alabama. Bama shot, like, used all their shot-making against
BYU.
BYU. Yeah. But thanks for the save there.
Gotcha.
But the other games weren't good either. Like, Tennessee-Houston was sloppy as fuck. The only reason Tennessee made it halfway close is because Houston's bad on offense. And the Auburn Michigan State game was never close. Michigan State would get it to 8, then it'd go back up to 11, like, all the time. Their center, Auburn center, had a Paul Pierce moment, and I'm so tired of hearing, oh, he went out. Willis Reed moment, he hit a big three to clinch the game. Shut up. Jaheim Brown or Broom or something like that. Stop it. He hurt his elbow and ran off the court like Paul Pierce did in the finals, and they both came back and hit a shot. Ooh, cool.
Eh.
March Madness. You know what? The only reason I want to watch the Final Four is for the possibility of Duke losing. And you know what sucks about this? Fuck the SEC. I have to root for Houston, who is, I think, the worst team in the Final Four to win, because I don't want an SEC team to win, and I damn sure don't want Duke to win.
I guess I'm just rooting for my bracket and rooting for Florida.
Yeah, my bracket is one of the worst I've ever made. The ESPN Tournament Challenge has the ice cold emoji by my name, and I am ranked in, like, the 18 millions worldwide. But shout out to my women's bracket. I think I'm, like, 76,000, and I have the fire emoji by my bracket, so.
Nice.
Yeah. Go UCLA. Finish it off.
So, I guess just shouting out the women. Well,
the women's games, on the other hand, have been really good, really close. Even, like, when there's blowouts. I mean, like, UConn's going to steamroll. They're good. South Carolina's usually going to steamroll. But South Carolina's been in some close games.
Yeah, South Carolina, they've had some trouble. Like, they had to come back against Duke to win it. They've had some scares. I know South Carolina was the most popular pick this year. I didn't pick them. I personally picked USC for my women's bracket. But
Juju, rest in peace, Juju.
So I don't really feel good about that anymore. Probably go with my backup, UConn. Shout out Paige Brackers. But yeah, I suppose the men's tournament. I guess of the Final Four that are left, who do you think is going to win? I know you.
Who do I think is going
to
win?
You want Houston to win?
I think it's either going to be Florida or Duke, because I think those are the two best teams. But I think it's going to be Duke, because not because of Cooper, but because of Con.
Con Nipple.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, he's a big shooter.
And also, I don't know if you know this. You probably do by now. Do you know he has like four younger brothers who are all, they're like the next Plumlees?
Oh yeah, is it like all like.
And they all start with K. Yeah, it's all weird K names. Okay, there's five of them.
We gotta find out their villain names.
There's five of them. There's not three. So they got to three and they're like KKK. Nah, we gotta keep making them.
Oh god. Yeah, I was gonna say, if their villain names are K, we might have to do some research. Okay, well, I guess that's all.
What's your opinion on that? If you have kids in the future, are they all gonna be named the same letter or start with the same letter?
I feel like some of that's, it can be cool.
But what about like weird K names?
Again, I don't know what their middle names are.
Okay. If you have two boys,
we're not going triple K's.
Your name starts with an N.
I'm going against that.
Your name starts with an N. Are you going Nate and Nico? I already know you're going to name a kid Kobe, and I'm going to fucking smack you.
No, I'm not naming my kid Kobe.
Okay.
That's too much pressure for him. And he'll.
Oh, my God.
But point is, I wouldn't name my kids, like, all the same, like, letter on purpose.
I don't think I would either.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know what makes people want to do that, if it's just like a weird quirk that they have where it's like, all our kids, they should all start with like J.
I feel like it's cool for the first year you all are a family and you're like, oh, look at my family. Yeah. It's all like Nick, Nico, Nate. I'm running out of N names.
So, Natalie.
Yeah. Nikki. Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
I don't know.
Nicholas.
Yeah. But
then it runs its course and no one cares.
I wouldn't name like a kid like after myself. It's like
you're not going Nikolai Yuri Charlton Jr.
No, just because like you're like your own person. Like I'm not gonna have you beat me.
Yeah. Yeah. What about
you? What would you name your kid Alec?
No,
Michael Peterson Jr.
No, because I don't even like saying my own name. Like if someone asked me. Like what my name is, I say Alec, and I don't like the sound I make when I say it. So
fair,
but I don't hate my name. I just don't like to say my name.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
You won't go all APs, Alexandria Peterson.
Nah, everybody always thinks my name is shortened for like Alexander or something. It's not. It's just Alec. And also, there's no X on the end of the name.
Alec is short for anything.
Some of them. There's some people are. There was, shout out to the other Alec. I grew up with Alec Tank. Alexander Tank.
Wait, and he went by Alec and not Alex?
Yeah, and fun fact, he also grew up in the same neighborhood we lived in growing up. So, if you listen to this podcast, man, I still remember you.
That is all right. That's all I have for March Madness. I didn't really get to see most of the games this week, otherwise I probably would have came with a little bit more.
Yeah, my boy Derek Queen tried his best, but Maryland's depth was not good enough to knock Florida out. And then I guess the Florida-Texas Tech game was the only decent game, and I couldn't watch that game because I was busy.
I actually did cast an ending to that one. Texas Tech had some lemon booty at the line.
Someone had a George Hill moment. I didn't get to see it.
Back to back, like they missed like the front end of 2 1-on-1s.
Did they have the eyes?
I didn't see the eyes, but
missed
the front end of 2 1-on-1s. Like so Florida hit a three, they missed a 1-on-1. Florida hit another three, they missed another 1-on-1. Then Florida made another three, and then they went up two. Then
The eyes are what makes the George Hill moment so special. I feel like George Hill needs to go on Jeff Teague's podcast, and he needs to say what is – like, he needs to storytell like Jeff Teague usually does and just tell that moment. Because I know –
no, he does not want to tell that moment because everyone still blames JR for that. So he wants to keep that away
that
from
is, That's a good point. But I feel like if Jeff Teague was George Hill and had that moment, Jeff Teague would be like, oh, yeah, I knew I was missing those two. Like, I just knew it.
Yeah. Nah.
Shout out to the only other – like, anybody else out there who – is hooked on to that Jeff George Hill moment like Nick and I are, because I feel like you, me, and Bomani Jones are the only ones who knew when George Hill stepped to the line. We saw those eyes.
Not letting George Hill slide for that. Because,
God.
You saw – I saw – I just
– You saw the fear of God in that guy's eyes.
I saw his eyes. I'm like, he's missing one of these.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yep.
Yeah, JR shouldn't know the time and possession, but – I guess he probably assumed George Hill was going to make both.
Well,
George
the dirty
Hill's
little
like
secret
82%
is
82% free throw shooter.
Dirty little secret is it wasn't going to matter anyway because they had KD and that was unfair and that series was rigged.
That is a topic for another day.
Yes, it is.
But
I mean, Steph Curry's wife says that the NBA is rigged, so I can say the NBA is rigged, but neither here nor there.
Well, you're not Steph Curry's wife, and I know you.
Damn right, LeBron, I wouldn't. I wouldn't marry Steph Curry. That's gross.
Yeah, you'd marry LeBron.
It's not my goat.
Anyways, I actually wanted to touch on some baseball with you.
Oh, baseball. You know what? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I actually got something. So it looks like they came out with a payroll versus how much
here we go.
Revenue. I just want to go through some of the interesting ones with you.
Can we get the Cubs out of the way first? Because I feel like that's right. My strongest one.
All right, fine. Get your Cubs out of the way and
Fuck you, Tom Ricketts. Fuck you, Tom Ricketts. Sell the team. If profit is all that matters to you, you guys fixed up the neighborhood around Wrigley. You guys fixed up the stadium to make it relevant. You guys have a fucking big market. There's not many baseball teams that are going to go for more than Cubs. You guys are all about profit. Sell the team, put all your fucking money in these political aspirations y'all have, and get the fuck out of my life. Thank you. You guys act like you're broke. You're not. Also, Mark Cuban online talking about how he lost money at 23 out of the 25 years that he was a Mavericks owner. Shut up. Stop it. You're doing accounting tricks. You're not fooling a damn. You're not fooling anybody. Shut up. If you're a Wizards owner, okay, maybe I'll hear you out because that franchise is trash. No one's going to those goddamn games. But you know what? You made it that way. I'm talking to the owner, not you, Nick. You made it that way. Yeah, whoever the hell that is, he's irrelevant to me because he owns the Wizards. You made it that way. That's your own damn fault. Mark Cuban, shut up. Any other owner who acts like that makes no profit, shut up and sell the goddamn team. You know how many people would want to be out here owning a team if they have that much money?
Almost like
as much
90% of Americans.
I'm wearing a Suns t-shirt right now, okay? And the Suns are a garbage franchise owned by a crazy person. But you know what? At least he's trying, and at least that dude is shelling out his money for the franchise. I know it's a salary cap sport, so it's kind of weird, but Matishbia, at least he's trying.
He needed to be like an NBA owner like 10 years ago.
No, he needs to go play. He needs to go like be a baseball owner so he can compete with the Dodgers.
No. Well, I'm just saying, if he was going to be an NBA owner, he needed to be one like 10 years ago where he could just like spend more to be better.
Yeah. But to recap my stance here, fuck you, Tom Ricketts. Spend some goddamn money. Also, before I get off my Cubs stance, they salary dumped Cody Bellinger to the Yankees for a 30-year-old relief pitcher who sucks.
But they also got cash back in the deal.
Yeah, the Yankees also got some cash back in the deal. Cody Bellinger hit a home run this weekend. I think he hit two home runs, actually. I know he hit one for sure. I think he hit two. But guess what happened to that Cubs pitcher? They fucking released him and traded him, they traded him to the Orioles for cash. So hope Tom Ricketts' pockets are okay. Okay, move to the next team.
Okay. Well, I guess just going with the Cubs, I do just want to point out that they made $584 million, the third highest revenue, and they only spent $213. I guess they spent the 14th most, but
here's what I'll say.
It's only 36.4%, which is, fifth? From the bottom, they're 26th overall.
Here's what I'll say.
The only teams that are lower than the Cubs are the Pirates, the Rays, the White Sox, and the Marlins, who I guess I don't know about the White Sox, but Pittsburgh, Tampa, and Miami, I feel like are all notoriously known for just being ridiculously cheap teams and trying to keep their payroll as low as possible.
Yes, here's what I'll say about the Cubs. There's no salary cap in baseball, as we know. They impose the luxury tax as like a hard cap for them, even though it's not a hard cap for the rest of the league. So they are not they crossed the luxury tax by like $1 million last year because they're run by stupid people.
Let's keep in mind that the Cubs made the third most money last year, $584 million.
Yeah, because the secret to being a Cubs owner is you print money because it doesn't matter if the Cubs suck or if the Cubs good. You're going to get some stupid frat bros showing up to the bleachers in Wrigley in the summer no matter what. But here's my thing. So I'm already pissed off because Tom Ricketts acts like he's broke when he's not. If they don't go out at the trade deadline, if they are in even like 5 games back from the wild card, they're favored to win the division. If they're 5 games back from wild card, like Jed Hoyer, the GM of the Cubs, watch your ass, man. You don't have a contract going on next year. Your ass should be feeling the heat right now. But if they are anywhere close to contention in the trade deadline and you're not going out there and you're not trying to make big money additions when you have $38 million to go until the luxury tax, what are we doing? You are the Chicago Cubs. All the other teams in your division, Milwaukee Brewers, mid-tier market. St. Louis Cardinals, mid-tier market. Cincinnati Reds, mid-tier market. Pittsburgh acts like they're broke. Okay. You can outspend all these motherfuckers.
Let me just interrupt you here, just because it's probably good perspective for me, and I know you will never shut the fuck up about the Cubs because you love that team.
Well, I'm just saying, them as well. Make some goddamn moves.
But I guess my question is to you, they're such a popular team. They were so bad for so long. My question is, why the fuck are they so popular?
Well, it's pretty easy.
Let's just start there. Yeah, why the fuck are they so popular?
It's pretty easy. Well, first of all, Chicago's a big market. It's in straight in the middle of the country, so you have a lot of Midwest people.
But they got two teams. I guess, why Cubs over White Sox?
Because they had WGN. If you don't know what WGN is, it was a national broadcasted station throughout the, basically since television started to exist, for like 50s, through the 50s, through like 2015 or 16, it was a nationally cable channel, and okay. Cubs games, some White Sox games were on that channel, so it was everybody could watch them when you couldn't watch any other team. Basically, you also had the Braves on CBS. The reason why the Braves are popular compared to a lot of other teams is because they were on TBS all the time. So they kind of got the. I mean, they have, like, this big advantage because they were a name brand in a place that you didn't get to see teams day to day.
Well, I guess I don't know who owned WGN, but I do know that the Bulls owner also owns the White Sox. So he wasn't able to get the White Sox on WGN.
No, they were on WGN, too. But the thing is about the Cubs is that they had stars. They just were never good. And also, you got to think about this. America loves a lovable loser because everybody wants to see them win, at least a bunch of fans. So if once you get addicted to their magical runs, like if the Browns go 10-6, their fans are happy. If they win a playoff game, it's like the best season of their lifetime. And they keep coming back for more because they want to see them on the mountaintop. That's what the Cubs are. And now that they've been, even despite them being like average the past couple of years, and when they had that run in from 2015 to 2021 with Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, everybody else, they're actually a well-run organization where they're not, like, awfully run. They just act like they're broke. And if they would spend money, like, maybe we're not even – Cubs fans aren't even asking to be Steve Cohen or the Dodgers or the Yankees. Go spend like the Braves, the Phillies, the Padres. Get up to the top 10. At least. You're a big market. You're in Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago is the third biggest market.
And also, this goes to, you can name off some other ones. Just try. Not the Cubs, just anybody. The Dodgers are their only, there's so many players that the Dodgers sign just because they can. And it really comes down to, you're their only one trying.
Yeah, so there are some other interesting ones on here. I guess the list that I have, it goes down by payroll percentage of their revenue. So I guess percentage-wise, the highest was the Mets, where they made $444 million and spent $400 million on their payroll and tax. Dodgers came in second.
Well, you gotta think about the Mets signed a $700 million contract, so their numbers are skewed.
Yeah, kind of the same with the Dodgers, where they made heads.
Yeah, but they defer all their money.
Yeah, I cannot tell you exactly how that works on the salary cap, but.
Well, the way they do it, the Dodgers have it rigged because they're basically investing on their money as soon as they sign with it because they own an investment bank.
Yeah.
So they're making money off the money they spend, and they're just printing money.
Well, that's smart. But still, percentage-wise, they're the second highest at 73%. They just fucking make a ridiculous amount. They make $752 million and spent $549 million, which is the highest by far. The Mets were the second highest payroll, and the Dodgers are still almost $150 million above that. I guess the percentage-wise, third would be the Toronto Blue Jays.
Who also weirdly have a lot of money. They just don't know how to spend it. They're not very well ran.
And they spent $77 million.
No one really wants to go to play in Toronto.
So, yeah, I guess just quickly about the list, it looks like I will be generous with the list and say 11 teams spent about 50% of their salary that they made. Technically, Baltimore and the Yankees came in at 49.9 and 49.7, but I'll be generous and round up to 50 for them.
Well, here's the problem with pretty much all sports leagues now. The middle class, not this is going to sound political, but it's true in like all walks of life. The middle class is dying. They would rather, even in baseball, a non-salary cap sport, they would rather, I'll just pull out a name. No one's going to know it because no one watches baseball like this. But Lance Lynn is like 37 years old, always a service. He's a pitcher. He can be a starter. He can be a reliever. He's not the greatest anymore because he's an older pitcher. He's serviceable, though, and he can eat up innings for you, but he's unsigned right now. And part of that could be because he's older and he's like, if you're not going to pay me more than $5 million a year, there's no point in me playing anymore. He's already made a lot of money in his career. So it could be a bad example. But a lot of teams look at a 37-year-old pitcher who's serviceable and they have to pay him $5 million a year. Or you can just get a 24-year-old who makes $600,000 a year and hope that he's serviceable, and you'd rather go with the 24-year-old over paying $5 million, which in the grand scheme of things is not a lot, especially if you look at all those teams at their payroll. Like, you're telling me they have a good pitching, okay? They're a bad example. The Marlins don't pay for anybody. You're telling me all their pitchers are going to be more serviceable than Lance Lynn? No, they're not. The middle class is just gone. It's like that in NBA too. All the older average guys get pushed out of the league faster than they used to. Because if you're in the NFL, you have a slot receiver who is good, but he's going to make $3.2 million. And you could pay a fourth round pick who may not be as good, but he can still go in there and catch a deep ball maybe once or twice a year. And they'd rather pay $500K for that than $3.2 million.
Yeah, and I guess just for some perspective on that, Miami, they made $317 million, the 27th most. But they did come that 30th, only spending $86 million of that. So really only spent around 27% of their payroll.
No one's asking you to spend it all either. You don't have to spend it all. But
yeah, even the Dodgers and the... I guess the closest person to spend it all is Steve Cohen and the Mets, but...
The Brewers didn't sign a major league free agent until halfway through spring training.
But
the Cardinals didn't sign a major league free agent all offseason.
All these teams should at least be over 50%, though.
Yes. I would agree.
And just even,
and we're not even saying you can just shell out big contracts just because. Nah. But there's the market for these players would be a lot better if Matt Boyd, the Cubs signed him. I'm just using him because I couldn't think of anybody else. Kind of a bad example because I don't know why the Cubs signed him to a deal this big, but they signed him to a 2-year, $27 million contract. Now, if you were to assume Matt Boyd was probably getting offers from four different teams, all of that bottom 10 of the list probably wasn't even a factor. They weren't interested in Matt Boyd. If they were actually trying, he could have rose up his price, and also maybe he would have went to the Marlins. You have to try. That's the problem. Half the league, the bottom 10, they're not even trying. They're just trying to hit prospects on their rebuild. And, yeah.
And one thing I did want to touch on, like, on a team that really, I guess, stood out to me that doesn't really look like they're trying is the Red Sox. $474 million.
They finally did.
They only spent $242 million of that. So they're only spending about 42% of what they earn every year.
Well, you see, the Red Sox are an example of a team in the 2010s that really, 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 really tried hard. They won their real championships. They broke their long streak of not. And then all of a sudden, private equity and the business world started to swoop more into sports. And it's always been there to an extent. But the analytics, the dollar per war type thing, started to swoop in, and the Red Sox started to spend less and less and less.
Yeah, and then
they do have a smart baseballish owner who actually knows what he's doing. So he's very like Moneyball driven, and he wants bargains. Which, if you're a big market team, it's okay to go out there and sign a big fucking contract every once in a while because you can handle it.
Thank you for not signing Mookie Betts.
Yeah, fucking you can. Boston. Okay, you can handle giving a 7-year contract to Blake Snell, who's probably going to age. He's probably going to pitch maybe 3 good years out of those 7. You can handle that, Boston. The Marlins probably wouldn't be able to handle a Blake Snell contract. Oh, I'll give him that. But the Marlins sure as hell could handle a 2-year, $27 million Matt Boyd contract, and they don't even try to do that. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I guess just wrapping up on it, really only 6 teams paid the luxury tax. Boston paid a little bit of luxury tax, but they only paid $91,000 in luxury tax. So,
yeah,
I'm sure they were trying to miss that, but probably just weren't able to.
That's exactly what the Cubs did last year. That's why I think they're being so cheap this year, because they just want to miss the number. Because the thing about it is, if you hit it back to back years, the penalties get tougher. Because so you kind of have to drop down underneath it. If you go over a year, you kind of have to get underneath it the next year. But at least like there's teams that don't even sniff that damn thing. Like the Pirates, they're not even close. Go up there. You have Paul Skeens, who is a star. A borderline superstar.
The moment that he needs to be paid.
He will. But you know what? It's like a rookie quarterback thing. If you have a star, go out there and fucking go all in. You're in a shitty division. The Cubs clearly don't want to spend money. The Cardinals are in no man's land. The Reds have a lot of talent, but they don't have any pitching. The Brewers have this devil magic thing that is going to fail at some point. Just go all in. Try.
I think that's just going back to the thing is that a lot of these baseball owners just don't give a fuck and...
I think it's more. I think it's like that with a lot of sports.
Yeah, I feel like I see more in baseball than I do other sports, though.
I feel like that's because it's not a salary cap sport. If you take away the salary cap from the salary cap comes with the salary floor. It's kind of both.
Yeah.
So if you take away the salary cap and salary floor of the NFL and the NBA, you're going to see a lot of teams that just don't. They don't try either. Or they just focus on, hey, if my first round pick hits and he's a superstar, hell yeah, then we'll go all in. But they're always waiting for the perfect storm to go all in. Stop. You don't know if the owners don't know if they're going to die in a plane crash tomorrow. Just go. Go all in. It's your team. This is a vanity play. You know what's cool for you, you power-hungry owner, is when you win, you get to walk in there and act like the big man on campus that you always wanted to be, but you couldn't because you sucked at sports.
But I feel like only a few owners are like that. A lot of them, they're just in it for the investment.
They all got ego. Trust me, even Tom Ricketts, who is king of profit, he has the ego. I guarantee you, in 2016, he liked showing that fucking World Series ring off and going into those MLB owners meetings and being like, I did what no one else could in 108 years.
But I don't think that's the first priority that they care about. If they get it, like, yeah, they'll definitely show it off and brag about it. But
for them,
if they don't get it, I feel like they're still fine with that too.
But for them, you can track when. So they didn't spend for the first 3 years because they were in a full-blown rebuild. They did one of those full-on tanks, accumulate assets. Now it's time to go all in. They went all in. They won. The spending has tapered off ever since. So maybe that's a thing to watch for teams like for the Rangers. They won a World Series in 2023. They went all in. What are they doing now? Dialing it back a little bit. Every team has cycles where they go up and down in contention in all sports, yeah. Right? So you go all in, you kind of dial it back.
Yeah, you can't spend 100 all the time.
Yeah, you gotta. But no one's asking you that. Yeah. We're asking the bottom 10, raise it up. Because the bottom 10 on the list are always the bottom 10 on the list. That's the problem. I bet I can name you the 10 teams on the bottom of the list, and it's going to be like that next year.
Okay. Well, I guess I already gave you a few of the bottom 10, but let's see if you can name all 10.
The Pirates.
Yes, they are.
Marlins.
Yes.
Guardians.
Yes.
Rays.
Yes.
Athletics. They spent a lot of money this year, so I don't think.
Okay. I guess I probably should say this list also just goes by percentage of like what they make compared to how much they spend.
Oh, okay. So like, well, that's...
So they just missed it, but
the Rockies.
Their payroll is bottom 10.
The Rockies. They give out. You know what?
Right, the Rockies are. What do you want to go by? Do you just want to go by
the bottom 10 payroll or the bottom 10
payroll overall?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we're going by bottom,
but the Rockies give out some shit deals all the time. Like they have Chris Bryant on a deal that's awful.
Rockies are. Gotta find the Rockies. Yes, the Rockies are bottom 10, and then the A's would be bottom 10 as well in total payroll overall.
Twins. They didn't be too good, but they want to be a bottom 10 team.
Twins just missed the bottom 10.
Reds.
Reds are in the bottom 10.
The Cardinals on the I don't think the Cardinals are in the bottom 10.
They're like just above the bottom 10.
How many did I name so far?
So let me see.
The Mariners.
You did mention the Marlins, Rays, Pittsburgh, Guardians,
Reds. Is that five?
That's five.
Mariners,
no.
What?
Nope.
Nationals.
Nationals is... Yep, they are bottom 10.
Nationals are another example of going all in for a long stretch of time, and then they won the World Series, and everything just blew up. Partially because they extended the wrong person, because they extended Strasburg and his arm just fell off.
Oh, yeah.
But another one, I just had it. What the fuck?
There's another one in your division.
The Brewers.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't. Where'd I go? I had a good one because I was going to roast them, too. Oh, Tigers. They went in. They had.
They just missed it.
They had the thing where they had their owner who owned Little Caesars, and then he died, and then his son took over, and now his son wants to act like a broke boy. So that when his dad was dying, he was just shelling out money because, fuck it, I want to win one before I die, and then he died, and then they were like, we're not going to pay for anybody.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that.
Yeah, they just missed the bottom 10.
I'm sure like the
19th overall.
Yeah. The Padres are definitely going to trend towards that way. They're not now. They're probably in the top 10.
Yeah, they're number 6 in payroll.
Yeah, but watch. Watch and wait. They're going to trend that way because their owner died. And he was definitely in the, like, I want to win one before I die type of mode.
Okay.
But I'm not going to, this is terrible radio or podcast, so I'm not going to make you, I'm not going to just keep listing off teams. You can read the rest to me.
Yeah, it's, I think you probably got most of the bottom 10. You said the Pirates, I don't know if you said the Rays.
Yep, said the Rays.
Okay, then. Yeah, I think you probably got all the bottom 10. Yeah. But I guess just shifting off from like the payroll aspect of baseball, you want to explain these new, is it torpedo bats?
Yeah, so this became a story pretty quickly because everybody in baseball assumes everybody's cheating because there's been a lot of cheating scandals and it's in baseball's history. But basically, the Yankees developed a new bat that apparently everybody has. They just weren't a storyline until the Yankees just fucking.
All Yankees are using it.
Yeah, but
it's only it's like three Yankees players that are actually using it.
Yeah, but the Yankees basically they developed a new bat by using MIT scientists, and they basically shifted the bigger part of the bat down because some players make contact closer to the end of the bat. So obviously, if they always make contact on that one, you want the barrel to hit where they make contact all the time. So everybody freaked out because, oh my God, the league is letting the Yankees get away with it because the Yankees are the Yankees. But no, the Cubs have two players who are doing it. The Phillies got the bats today. I don't know why I've seen so many stories where like the bats are getting delivered today. They're going to try it on a batting practice. I saw the Phillies got it delivered today. Alec Boehm went out in batting practice and took a couple swings, and I guess he hit a home run, and now he's going to try it out. And a lot of them, like Aaron Judge, was asked if he's going to use it, and he's like, the back of my baseball card the past couple of years says enough. I don't need to change. Which is fair. But it's everybody overreacted because even I, like, shout out the other Alec, he texted in the group chat that Aaron Judge had 4 home runs. He's like, is Aaron Judge just going to become the all-time home run? Is he going to break the record this year? And I was like, well, the Yankees have special bats. So, of course he is. But
when you did more research, you found out Aaron Judge wasn't even using it.
Well, yeah, that was before, like, the new the reports came out and everything. But everybody just overreacted. I think this is a whole, like, nothing story. No one's going to care. And, like, because, okay, here's the thing about baseball. Yankees, they've hit, like, 17 home runs in the first 3 games of the season. They're going to go, like, the next 3 games and hit, like, 2. And no one's going to care. I don't know who they play, so that may be wrong. But they're going to get in this. They're going to, like, tail off. It's baseball. Everybody regresses to the mean at some point. I mean, Aaron Judge may hit 60 home runs, but that's because he's Aaron fucking Judge. Jazz Chisholm, Austin Wells, Anthony Volpe, they're not going to keep hitting home runs every fucking day. They're just not. It's not going to happen because of the fucking bat. So everybody likes to overreact to these trends early in the season. The Cubs just blew a game terribly to the Diamondbacks. Maybe their bullpen sucks. We're 5 games in. The Diamondbacks probably are decent offensively. Maybe their bullpen is going to be good. We just have to wait and see. It's too early. We're in game 5 of 162, guys. Or we're actually in game 3. The Cubs are in game 5, so it's skewed because of that stupid Dodger series. But we're very, very – we haven't even started – some teams haven't even started their second series of the year. So everybody just needs to wait and see.
It's just good to see that people are at least, like, talking about it because it's better than people not talking about it.
It's a shout out Chris Cody of the Lebatard Show. No free ads, but his whole thing is – any controversy is good controversy. Like Zion and him blowing out his shoe, that's a win for Nike because Nike was in – I think he had Nike on. I don't know. But
yeah, he did.
That's a win for Nike because Nike dominated the sports talk world for one day. That's his thing. If you have a Tribuno bat, MLB dominates the sport. No, well, nothing else is going on besides March of Madness. But, yeah, that's my take.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I guess I heard about the MIT design of the bats. I guess that at least gave me more reference on, like, why they designed the bats that way. Definitely would not have cared enough to look that up, but I knew you would actually care about that.
Speaking of this, going back to what we just talked about, the Boston Red Sox have just decided to spend some money. They are in an agreement with left-hander Garrett Crochet on a six-year, $170 million contract extension that starts in 2026.
I don't know who that is. You want to tell us more about him?
He is a very, very good lefty pitcher, and they traded for him. He was the only good player on the White Sox last year. The Red Sox traded a pretty good deal. They traded a lot of good prospects for him in the offseason, and now they have just signed him per Jeff Passan 1 minute ago. So you got breaking news here first.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
I can multitask. I can scroll.
Oh, I'm glad. I suppose that's all I really had about baseball. I don't know if there's anything that you specifically wanted to touch on about the season.
Not really. Like I said, it's game four of, for a lot of these teams, it's game four of 162. We can wait and see.
Okay. I guess that's really all I had. Just a quick tanking update. Pelicans are sitting out Zion and CJ McCollum for the rest of the season. I know they haven't been playing Zion on back-to-backs. I didn't really see an injury listed for him, but they can probably just get away with it based off his injury history and him just never being available. And I think CJ has been out, but they're definitely just tanking for draft position at this point.
He's trying, Jennifer.
Yeah, he's
trying. If you know, you know.
His team isn't.
Well, okay. That was your NBA update of this podcast. We're trying to make this one quick. Nick, take your shot. Give me a take. Give me a hot take. I don't care if it's about sports. I don't care if it's about anything else. Take your damn shot.
All right. Take my shot. Let's go baseball. Everyone is mad about the Yankees for using those torpedo bats just because the Yankees did hit a bunch of home runs. I will say that the Yankees will continue to hit a bunch of home runs, and then no one will talk about it.
Only because they play in a fucking kid's ballpark. They basically play in Coors, but it's not Coors. Their ballpark is tiny, especially to lefties.
Did not know that, but also...
Cody Bellinger's going to hit like 30 home runs this year, and everybody's going to think he's good again because the park fits him perfectly.
I just don't.
That's why Soto was such a good fit.
Yeah, I don't get the whole baseball thing and every ballpark being different. It's just weird.
It makes it unique.
Yeah, but that's like going to like different facility or going to like playing different NBA arenas and like their 3-point line being different.
But what about football? I mean, you go to Buffalo, you play outside. It could be completely different than going in the dome in LA. Like, yeah. Unique. NBA, maybe. Maybe that's what they should do to spice it up. The game needs some sort of change.
And personally, I think snow football's overrated, but.
That's a take for the fall.
Yeah.
My shot is going to be, or my take for the week is going to be that it's always some old man take about enough with something. So I am going to go with.
Well, you are becoming an old man.
Everybody is. We're all aging, okay? We're just 1 second closer to death every time we talk. And as I feel here, I'm getting closer and closer and closer. My take is I live in an apartment complex. For some fucking reason, every goddamn night, someone's car alarm goes off. Now, my car has been stolen from this apartment complex, so it very well, could be someone trying to break in. But, Nick, before you were coming, I was chilling on my little balcony, and all of a sudden, I'm listening to a podcast. Not ours, but please like, subscribe, and review to our podcast, Take the Shot Pod, anywhere you can get your podcasts. But I'm sitting out there, and all of a sudden, the car out in front just starts doing its alarm thing, and no one's there. Control your goddamn alarms. It's annoying. Nothing is more annoying than trying to go to bed a little early. Not insanely early. I'm not that old. Probably like 10, 10:30. Okay. And all of a sudden...
I was gonna say, what are we talking about, 8 o'clock?
No. I'm not that crazy. Nothing's more annoying than all of a sudden your car alarm goes off. What are you doing with your keys, bro? What the fuck are you doing with your keys?
No.
Are you sitting on your keys?
Kids, maybe. That's my best guess.
Fuck them kids.
All right.
That's my take. Watch your goddamn alarms.
Okay. I suppose that's all that we have for you today. We will try to get back on our normal schedule, record Thursday and drop Friday.
This Thursday?
I guess we'll just talk about it now. Are you available to record this Thursday?
Yeah, but what the fuck are we going to talk about on Thursday? I feel like, I was going to tease this.
We can previews.
You know what? You know what?
As you want to call it now.
God. What's there to talk about? Duke's going to win and Florida's going to win.
Yay. More basketball takes.
Oh, yay. Can't wait to talk about basketball takes. I'm actually going to read Nick's Substack one of these days. So we can dive into that. And also,
I'll read it and we'll talk about it.
If you guys didn't know, April's tomorrow. That means one thing. Draft season. So maybe.
All right, we get to come back with some draft takes here.
Yeah, maybe we can start like position by position. We got a lot of podcasts to fill. There's only so much basketball to talk about. March Madness is very mid and like whatever. And like no one cares about the race to the play-in. Because God, if the Suns are even anywhere in contention for a play-in spot, that means the play-in is the dumbest thing ever. Also, the Bulls.
Oh, I did see that KD sprained his ankle.
Yeah, he's out for a week.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a Suns shirt right now in disgust. Well, aren't the Mavericks in the play-in?
Yeah.
The Mavericks have no one on the roster. The play-in is stupid. For how long? He's street clothes. But
he's not as bad as you make him out to be.
We'll get into some of that on Thursday. I can record on Thursday. Then we're going Sunday. We'll try to get back on the thing, the normal thing. But knowing us, something's gonna happen, and we'll be back. We'll be back when we're back. But you can get us anywhere you get your podcast, right, yes. Nick?
And it should be available on YouTube as well. I'm pretty sure I uploaded the last episode of YouTube. I will double check that.
Yeah. But so, Willie Chillis.
Take the Shot Pod on YouTube as well.
Willie Chillis, if you listen to this, don't lie to me. Because you would have heard this if you made it all the way to the end. I'm going to beat you in basketball. That's a guarantee.
I will send this episode to you as well. So, you can. We'll see if you actually listen.
Yeah, that's my test. All right. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.